in the studio, on the show, and at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Charlie Murphy is here with his man, Freeze Love.
Dude, all night, all day, that's what's up. Charlie Murphy!
If people are wondering why you keep shouting your name, for some reason they may have been living under a rock, I'm going to play just a little bit from the Dave Chappelle Show. Just to remind them.
I was a huge Rick James fan. That's the first person that I would say, out of all the celebrities that I met, that I was starstruck.
I'm one of the baddest motherfuckers of all time. One of the best singers, one of the best looking motherfuckers you've ever seen. I'm Rick James, bitch. Enjoy yourself.
I remember seeing this stuff years ago, Charlie, and like, you know, not really knowing the circumstances, going, these are some great sketches, really funny sketches about Rick James. Mm-hmm. Then I find out you're Charlie Murphy and this stuff happened.
Oh, yeah, man. But this is what people don't realize is, and everyone who's known me for a very long time, when that took off the way it took off, I was deluged with people going, I cannot believe that you got famous for talking about stuff that you used to do that, you know, that was just the part of your life. But that's what happened, man. I've been in the entertainment business for 27 years. And I've done a lot of acting and film and TV and all of that. And that's what led to me getting on the Dave Chappelle Show. And I'm very proud of my whole body of work as an actor. But it was something that had nothing to do with acting that made people pay attention to me in a way where my skills are respected. That's just the way it happened.
And from that, you now you get to come to places like Australia. This is your first time in Australia. What do you reckon so far?
Well, it's not just from that. It's more so from the existence of social media. Mm-hmm. You know, formerly you would have to depend on a network liking you or liking your show or trying to sell your show in a foreign market for you to have any type of presence there. Now, it's not up to them. You know, social media. People go on Facebook, people go on Twitter, mm-hmm. you know, and they can become exposed to you, or YouTube or whatever, and you can have a fan base in another country without having the powers that be wave their wand over you and dub you worthy. You know, the people see you is them saying, hey, we like you. And I like the way things work these days better than the way they used to work.
Well, you're getting a lot of love on Twitter, both on my page and, of course, with your 120,000 followers. Someone's saying it's a pity we can't see Charlie Murphy's epic smile over the radio. Well, it's a big smile because you're in Australia and you get to tell us about the Acid Trip Tour. Are you going to be talking about being on acid?
Absolutely not.
Excellent.
Absolutely not. And if I was, I don't want to sound stuck up or anything like that. There's dudes that are one dimensional, simple, like, you know what I'm saying, they do the comedy one dimensional. So whatever the title says, that's literally what it is. And then you got guys that are witty and good, okay, that are real comedians. And what you're looking at is leading you into something. It's not what it is. It's a lead in to something else, and that's what you appreciate, that the person took you on a journey, a real journey. You know, if you do comedy that works with people that got a first grade education and they laugh, then, you know, that's cool. But I don't think that's who's coming to see me. I think adults are coming to see me, people that are intelligent, you know, and you know, I'm gonna have to bring it. Mm-hmm. So you can't take nothing for face value from me. I'm coming to entertain you.
Well, there's so many people texting in wanting to talk about so many things, about CB4, about being security for your brother Eddie Murphy, and people just like sending in quotes. Habitual line stepper, says Andrew in Melbourne. Let's listen to some music, and then we'll talk a little bit more about what's going to be happening at the shows and the crazy
That's
life.
What's up.
And the house is going to be rocked this weekend, this Thursday and Friday and Saturday at the Princess Theatre in Melbourne. Charlie Murphy and Freeze Love are going to be on stage. Hey, Charlie, we started a story at the start of the hour about you and Rick James, and I mentioned that he slapped you. You said you had to set the record straight. I mean, a lot of people have smacked.
No, I'm not setting the record straight. I'm just telling the whole story.
Tell us what happened. This is like you hanging out with your brother Eddie Murphy and Rick James being a little bit off tap.
Right. But what I always stress to people, and you know, whenever I talk about this, is most guys, when they were growing up, you know, you play rough with your friends, man. You have moments where, you know, you wrestle and tussle or whatever. And we weren't teenagers. So it progressed to some other stuff. but we remained friends in the end because it was an understanding established that you're not going to cross this line right here. That's all. That's all it was about.
Mm-hmm. But he was a line crosser. That's what he did.
But I've known several line crossers. That's how you relate to them.
Well, what do we talk about? I mean, possibly the greatest story ever. Prince announced he's coming to Australia last week. I got tickets at the last moment, and you have probably got one of the best Prince stories about playing ball.
Well, it was weird how that all happened because Prince is primarily a relationship of my brother's. He's not, me and him. It was Eddie and Prince. Prince is Eddie's friend. That's number one. And the whole reason why I was even in his world was because I was with my brother. And we ended up at his house, and we played basketball together.
And how is Prince at basketball?
Excellent.
He's a short man, so you wouldn't think so.
No, this is what you have to think, man. The guys who are not born with everything, they have to think of a way around it. And they usually come up with some ingenious way. They have to try hard or whatever. And the ones that really put it together are some dynamic people. You got to remember, back then, Prince was jumping off of 10-foot speakers in every concert with pumps on. Can you jump over a 10-foot speaker with pumps on and not break your ankle?
No, I can't.
Okay, so he was not just a regular little guy.
So he had
that's established right there.
And so did he won at basketball?
He won the game. Yeah,
and the generation, the new power generation. What happens? Okay, so you're beaten by Prince at basketball at Prince's house. What does he do afterwards? What's the thing that he does?
He was being hospitable. He took us inside and he fed us. He gave us some pancakes and all of that. And then we talked for a little while. Then he played piano for a little while. And then Uncle Ray was with us. And there was this ribbon. It was a ribbon that was stapled to the bottom of the piano that was significant of something. But to Uncle Ray, it was like, why is that ribbon stapled to the piano? And he went over there and ripped it off, and that's when Prince asked us to leave.
Wait, and which Ray are we talking about?
My Uncle Ray.
Right, and so your Uncle Ray got you chucked out of Prince's house for ripping a ribbon off Prince's piano.
That ribbon was significant of something, yeah. Wow. I don't know what that ribbon meant. It was weird where it was at and everything. And that's why Uncle Ray said, hey, what's this doing over here? And he ripped it off, and it was time to leave at that point.
All right, if I can get an interview with Prince when he's here, I am going to ask him about
it. And I'm going to promise you that he's going to act like he doesn't remember any of that. I'm promising you that.
On Triple okay? J.
Remember, I'm going to say this again, and I have no problem saying it. Mm-hmm. Prince is not my friend. Prince is Eddie Murphy's friend. Mm-hmm. I told the Prince story and the Rick James story because they were funny.
Yeah.
And we are offered the opportunity to both people to be involved. And, Rick was my friend. Mm-hmm. Rick knew that I'm not trying to damage you. This is funny. Mm-hmm. Prince reacted different. He didn't come. He didn't get involved. And I've seen him a couple times after that. I've been very, a polite, extending myself. And his reaction lets me know that he has a problem with, what we did. It was done in the spirit of funny. It's acknowledged as funny. His friends think it's funny. I have nothing against him. I still love the man. I love his music. But, I don't think he's going to come here and promote that. I'm being honest with you.
If I ever get a chance to talk to Rick James, then I cannot wait to bring up Charlie Murphy to him.
You want to talk to Rick James? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, of course. He's the super freak.
Rick James is... You can't talk to him right now.
Well, I know. I mean...
Oh, you mean like after's all over in the other world?
Yes, of course. I mean, I'm talking in a hypothetical way.
I don't think
way,
you get to talk about being a super freak in heaven. I think you have to stop... And you're in heaven now. We can't discuss your wild antics.
Hey, don't bring that up.
Don't bring up all when I was a super freak, man. I'm an angel now.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to laugh like that again.
All I do is play the harp.
I'm Rick James.
I don't even say that word no more.
You can't even say the B word in heaven.
Can't say the B word in heaven. Oh, that's canceled, man. There's a whole different thing going on up there, man.
In the studio, Charlie Murphy and Freeze Love, both playing at the Princess Theatre from tomorrow night at 9:30 to Saturday at 9:30. An extra show on Saturday at 5 p.m. and then the Enmore Theatre next week at 9:30 on Thursday and Friday. Now, Charlie Murphy, you not only are the brother of Eddie Murphy, you were his security guard. You did security for him.
I'm still a security guard. I was born a security guard. I'm the oldest brother.
That's right.
So, didn't he? That's from birth.
So, but didn't you get a little overzealous at his comedy shows and ended up getting sacked by him?
Oh, I'm gonna tell you something, man. When he first started doing comedy, and I went to the show and I seen people react to his comedy, I had, you know, that was mind blowing for me, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to see someone command the attention of the entire room, and at the time when he was doing it, this was a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
it's like before. So his, yeah, okay, sorry.
The sense of pride that you get from that. I mean, at least for me anyway, it was tremendous, man. And it was so tremendous that it was like, you better give it up.
And what is he doing now? Because I know what you're doing. You're in Australia and you've got movies coming out. What's Eddie Murphy doing now?
He's relaxing with all of his money.
Well, you're out making it, dude.
I got to work, baby. I'm blue collar, you know?
This is very, very good.
Yeah.
And before
Eddie's fine, man. I just was with Eddie and Nassau the week before last. I played the Atlantis Hotel in Nassau, Bahamas, and it was funny. It just so happened that, because he takes his kids on a vacation every year, mm-hmm. that his one of his daughters said, this year I want to go to the Nassau, Bahamas to the Atlantis Hotel. And I didn't know he was going to be there, and he didn't know I was going to be there, and we bumped into each other, and my show was that night, so it was excellent, man. All my nieces and nephews came to my show, and we had a great time.
Excellent, excellent stuff. And before people start saying, you know, Eddie Murphy, Charlie Murphy's brother, you know, whatever, you once auditioned for a movie part by bringing a loaded gun to the audition. Is that not right?
Yeah, I did. But at least to me, there's an explanation.
Okay.
The explanation is this. I went to this audition, and it was for CB4 with Chris Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in there and was as gangster as I could possibly be. And after it was over, Chris Rock said, you have the part. You got to come in tomorrow and do this again. But for me, whatever you could think of, you got to make it even more mean than it was today. And I said, okay. And I came back the next day with a real gun and showed the clip and put the clip in, chap, chap, chap. And basically, they gave me the role after that. So if you want to say I stuck him up and forced him to give me the role, you can say that too. I don't know. But that was the only way I could make it any more mean besides, you know, me actually grabbing him and choking him out in front of the crowd. You can never put your hands on the person when you're auditioning. So you can see this gun in my hand, right? Okay, you see that it has bullets in it? Okay, that's all we needed.
Any up and coming actors?
Would I do that now? No. Would I recommend it to another up and coming actor to do that? No.
But if you want to become MC Gusto, maybe that's what you got to do. Hey,
but then you're going to have to do everything else I did, and you might not be built for that.
Well, you certainly are, and I'm stoked that you are here in Australia.
That's what's up.
Charlie Murphy, and if you want to see Charlie Murphy and Freeze Love, from Thursday to Saturday at the Princess Theatre in Melbourne, and then doing the Sydney Comedy Festival, the Enmore Theatre, next Thursday and Friday at 9:30. So much thank you for being a legend and coming in and saying g'day to Triple J.
Darkness is spreading. That's what's up.
All right. Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much on Triple J.
All right, man. God bless, man. Peace.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.